Over the past several months, we've been having a chat to Rosa Racco from WR Law, but there are some changes that are going on there, and we thought we'd catch up because we're going to continue chatting, but it's going to be slightly different as we go forward. So Anne Conway is with us first of all. Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
And welcome along to the show. And on the line, we've got Pauline Grimer as well. Pauline, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you today?
Very well indeed. So Anne, first up, tell us, what are some of the changes?
Yes, so there has been big changes. We've always been very lucky to have Rosa Racco in Bendigo with her experience in employment law. Recently, she's been offered a position heading a employment law section of a large Melbourne-based company, KCL Law. And as a consequence, although we've lost Rosa, we're still going to be continuing to operate the HR arm of the business, which will be headed by myself, working with Pauline and others. We haven't lost Rosa totally, though. We will continue to utilise Rosa's skills and expertise in employment law.
Right, okay. Pauline, so give us an idea, because like we were talking before off air about HR, and I mean, a lot of people's understanding of the HR side of things is, as we were talking, you know, maybe somebody has a can of tuna at lunchtime and it stinks the office out and somebody else gets the irrits about it. But obviously it's a little bit deeper than that.
Yeah, just a little bit, Robbo. So in the HR sphere, basically, when you're thinking about it, from hiring an employee right through to ending that employment relationship. So it can range from, you know, mediation, dealing with complaints, dealing about conditions of employment, enterprise bargaining, all facets of human resource management, basically.
Okay.
Now, I've started three little contract jobs over the past year, and I'm amazed at the, because my previous job was about 12 years, and I'm amazed at the change of how much you have to read and learn and sign off on before you start a job nowadays. Is that a way of protecting for the future?
Absolutely, and it protects both the employee and the employer. So it gives the employee a really good understanding about the expectations of what's going to be involved in the role they're taking up. And on the other side, it gives the employees a safety net about what their expectations are for that the role that they're actually employing for.
So, Anne, a lot of people would see the whole sort of HR thing as a real minefield. But generally, is it just common sense and courtesy goes a long way within the workplace?
Well, Robbo, I think in this day and age, we say there's no such thing as common sense in the employment sphere, but certainly it is about respect. A lot of it is based on, you know, just basic respect, but it's also ensuring that you've got your systems and processes in place to support your business and your employees.
So I guess hopefully you get to a point where there's some sort of mediation and things can be worked through before like the heavyweights like Rosa start wading in.
Well, that's always our hope, and you know, certainly Pauline and I can help in that sphere, and we would still have very much a reliance on Rosa if it gets to the legal pointy end.
Yeah.
And with Rosa still residing in Bendigo with her and her family, she's very accessible for us all.
Yeah.
Okay. Pauline, what are the common things that cause problems that people might not sort of be aware of when they start a job?
Yeah, well, sometimes what happens when people are actually employed, if there's not an induction process, if there's not an employment contract that sets out all the terms and conditions, sometimes there can be a dispute basically as soon as someone starts work because each party hasn't really understood what those requirements are. So as you'd expect, you know, a lot of businesses, you know, especially small businesses, their core part of that business is not human resources. It's about the job they're doing. And so sometimes those things can just go awry a little bit, but can cause enormous amount of problems in the workplace, both the employer and the employee.
Yeah, it is a fascinating area, and one with a lot more, things to it than we would generally think. And we're really looking forward every couple of weeks to chatting to you about this. So, Anne, much appreciated. Is the website's changed yet or anything like that? Or
no, it's still the WR Law website, but we will be changing that in the coming weeks. So we'll keep you informed.
No worries. Well, Pauline, great to talk to you and look forward to doing so again in the future.
Lovely.
Good on you. Thanks very much. And Anne, likewise, thanks very much for coming in, and good luck with the changes. And we look forward to chatting with you every couple of weeks.
All right. Lovely. Thank you very much.
There we go. That's Anne Conway and Pauline Grimer, WR Law, moving into new areas. Very interesting indeed.